Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a little bit Me'inyan Le'inyan Agav, which is we've been talking in the last Mishnah about two people that have fields next to each other, and the stummiest of a Sodeh is that there's no Chiv between the two parties to put up. There's no Hezekriya. There's no Chiv between the two parties to put up a fence. But what happens if somebody does? Somebody takes one of the two neighbors takes the initiative. And over here, we're actually talking about a case where Reuven has fields on three sides surrounding. Shimon has a plot of land, and Reuven has fields on three sides. Picture the letter Ches, with the space in the Ches being the fourth person's field, and the three sides surrounding of the letter, the fellow who's on the outside wants his fields to be separated, wants his fields to have a mechitza. Can't be mechayiv the guy in the middle to make a fence. But why is he put up fences on a ches tzura, which means that the fellow in Shimon in the mokim hapnimi is now has a private field on three sides, but he's open on the fourth side. So since he was god that rishoyne shnei vishlishes ain't mechayiv noisay. Can't be mechayiv him to be mishtativ in the fourth. In the hoitzois of the mechitzas. What's the chiddush? If you can't force alts shchenim, and there's no hezekriya, so why would we think that you can force him to pay? It seems inherent in the wording of the Mishnah that the only reason why Shimon in the pnim is not mechuyiv to be mishtatif in the walls is only because his field is open. But what happens if the fourth wheel is closed in? What happens if Reuven closed in the fourth side? What happens if he's on the fourth side as well? And now the fellow who's inside is completely surrounded by walls. It sounds like he would have to be mishtatev. Now let's read the Sefer of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi's clause being chelik on something the Tanakhama says. Im omad v'godah serevius, if the fourth wall was fenced in, megalglin olov esakoil. Then he could charge him for everything. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi is being chelik on this point, and he says, oh, the fourth wall, so then it could be mechayiv him. No. Isn't that what we were medayik in the Lashon of the Tanakhama himself? So what exactly is the machlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? So you look at the Rav, and the Rav has an Arichus Dvarim over here, and what he explains is that when the fourth side is open, let's go back to the Tanakhama, when the fourth side is open, the fellow in the middle, Shimon, was not Nena at all. He didn't do anything. The Reuven, the Makiv, put a fence around the Nikiv. The Maisa, the Nikiv didn't benefit from it. The mechuyiv over here that we're dealing with, we'll call it yoyid l'tech sodesh chabed. This is a concept that we learned a lot about in Bava Metzia. Bava Kama also we saw. That when Reuven goes into Shimon's field and he plants, he paves, he fixes, he paints, whatever it is, Shimon can't say, as a chayin, I didn't ask you to do it. When a person has benefit, he has to pay for it. So now, Shimon theoretically, if Reuven planted something, Shimon can say, get rid of the tree, I don't want to pay a penny for it. But if it's here to stay, then the Nene has to pay the one who is Yerid L'Tech Sodeh. Now, here's the catch, and this is where the Machlekes is. Whether the Nene is Mechuyiv to pay for the job that was done, or is only Mechuyiv to pay Kefi how much his field benefited, is Toloi, we learned in Bava Metzia, in whether his field is Omed L'Kach. That means Reuven goes into Shimon's house and paints it. Shimon's house wasn't aimed for a paint job. So you can't say that Reuven was working for Shimon. Shimon didn't need a painter. No vos. Lamaisa, fresh coat of paint will make the house worth something more. The rent will go up a little bit. Okay, so he has to pay him that little bit. The only time Reuven will be able to get back the value of a paint job from Shimon is only if Shimon was in the market for a painter. And Reuven grabbed the, before Shimon signed the contract, then anybody came in and painted. So you could say there that Reuven's working for Shimon. Of course, Shimon doesn't have to pay Reuven his arbitrary asking price. It has to be the market price of that job. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, the way the Rishonim explain. Rabbi Yossi says, that lamaisa sodois that are encircling each other, ad kama that they're building a wall, they're oimid to build a wall, a proper wall made of avonim. Therefore, it's a soda ha'oimid lita. It's a soda asuya lita. So memela, the nikiv is mechuyif to pay the makiv, megal gon lov es ha'koil. What does the Tanakama hold? No. Tanakama says that the value of the fencing for me is only the value of a simple, flimsy mechitza shel konim. Because that provides a certain amount of privacy. I have to pay for the gedder shel avonim that you put up. So memela, even though it's inherent in the im mechayv and oisei when the fourth wall wasn't put up. But if the fourth wall was put up, he has to pay. He only has to pay the value of what his field is in hand. And that's only the value of a mechitza shel konim. This is the simple way, the way the Rav explains al pi the Rishonim. Memela, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rishonim pull out of this, if the Nikif told the Makif beforehand, Lahav Yedeh, I'm not oimid lihi God, I don't need a fence. A fence may be mechitza shel kanim, but mechitza gedder shel avonim that avada not, then he only has to pay him lefi the value of a mechitza shel kanim. Rabbi Yossi will be maskim to the Tanakam. In the same vein, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the sod is only oimid to be godur with a mechitza shel avonim, with a gedder shel avonim. It doesn't have to be a gedder shel avonim taller than dalet amos. Memela, what happens if he puts up a towering fence? Rabbi Yossi will be maskim then megalim lo v'sakol. Now, what happens, let's say, not the makiv put up the fourth side, the nikiv put up the fourth side. So the Rishonim HaMasbid over there, he's showing that he's nichalei in the whole thing. He's not just chayv al tziyorid. He's chayv because he's showing that it's a soda asuya lita. In that case, the avada tanakam would be maskim to Rabbi Yossi, that's a soda asuya lita, and he has to pay him for the whole mechitza, for the whole gedder shel avonim. Now this is all the maskon of the Gemara, the Rav with all the Mefarshim go with the Shita of Rav Huna that we paskin, that the machlokes is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Tanakam is also maskim that if the fourth wall was put up, the Nikiv has to pay. The Shaila is only quality level what he has to pay. Gedder shel avonim mechitza shukanim, like we explained. But the Gemara brings another man, the Omar, Chiya by Rav, that even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, we don't make the Hanocha that a gedder shel avonim is useful. Even the Yorid, according to Rabbi Yossi, he'll only be mechayim mechitza shel kanim, which leaves us with the obvious question. Lo tchiyah barav, what does the Tanakama hold? It's doch inherent in the wording in the Mishnah that the Tanakama also holds that there's a chiyah when he was God as her revius. This kasha is an arichus in the Gemara on the Avdala Ramad Beis. We'll say over one losh in the Gemara is that megalgon loves hakoil lefi this is not the quality of the fence. Hakoil means all four sides. The Nikif now has a soda that's mukaf mechitzas on all four sides. He has to pay. What does he have to pay? The fact that it's mukaf entry level, mechitza shel kanim. Mashenkin, according to the Tanakam, he only has to pay for the fourth side. And here the Rishonim have a very big chiddush, a balamor, with a rabban, with other Rishonim, that it could be that when the makif put three sides around, and the Nikif wasn't mukhiv because his field wasn't fenced in, he didn't have benefit from it, at that point, it was rendered that those three walls are not shayich to the nikiv, they're shayich to the makiv. The nikiv haloi is not gaining anything. Now that his field is completely fenced in on the fourth side, you can't go back retroactively and charge him for all four sides. The first three are already oizgepaskin. The shayla is what the hezber of this is. They're already oizgepaskin that he's not called a nene from that mechitza. His nene, when the fourth is put in, at that point his field becomes a soda that's mukav, you could only be chayv on that which is now where the hano is in the here and now. So he's only chayv on the fourth, and on that Rabbi Yosef Glili argues and says megalon lov sakol. Again, we don't paskin like this lashon; we're just speaking it out. Mishnah Dalet. Koisel chotzer shenofal. A wall fell down. We've had this type of discussion before. Where it fell down, what do you do with the avonim? What do you do with the land? So you have a koisel in a chotzer, which is dividing, Mishnah Aleph, dividing between two people that have to build a wall. How tall is the requisite height that it has to be to prevent Hezekriya? Dalet Amos. The Rishonim point out that all of the Shas, the assumed height of a person is 3 Amos. When you measure a mikvah, a boim saw, comes from the fact that it has to be the size of a person. We say 3 amos by an amo, by an amo. So the height of a person is 3 amos. Why do you need 4? The answer is he could always pick himself up on tiptoes. Same way in Lahavdil, in today's world, where there's a need for a fence and permission to build is only given by somebody, is only given to somebody. He only gets a permit if he's going to put up a fence between him and the next door. So as a child, does he have to put up a 6-foot fence, a 7-foot fence, or an 8-foot fence? Same idea. Becheskas Shenosan, the Mishnah now is Moisiv, a whole new halacha, which is a sugya chashuva in Shas. It's a yisoid that plays itself out on a lot of different fronts. We have over here where the wall fell down. Reuven was the one who built it. That's what Reuven claims. Reuven is being teveh from Shimon half the expenses of the wall. Shimon says, I paid. The Mishnah says, what's our default position? Becheskas shenosan ad sheyovi raya sheloi nosan. There would be a mokum to say that since Reuven was the one who was teveh chaluka, so Shimon is an unwilling accomplice. So Melo, we can maybe assume that Reuven paid, he laid out the money, and he's coming back to Shimon. No. We say since Lamaisa Shimon is mechuyev to build the wall with Reuven, because that's the way you have to do it. You have to build the wall outside of Kriya. So Mele Shimon Mistoma is Becheska Shenosan until Reuven brings a Raya Shaloi Nosan. What's going to be the Raya that Reuven the Teveh could bring that Shimon didn't pay? How can you bring a Raya didn't pay? Shimon could bring a Raya that he did pay if he has Edom that he paid. But how would Reuven bring a Raya that Shimon didn't do it? Shimon will say he did it. The answer is, the way the Rav says, he'll bring Edim Reuven, that he was Teveh Shimon in Bezdin, and Shimon didn't pay. So Melo, then his assumed status is that he didn't pay, he wasn't Mishnatev in what he had to be Mishnatev, until he has a Raya otherwise. L'maisa, this is not such a Poshta Anocha. This, the Rav explains this Alpi Rashi. Rishonim are Matmiya. You look in the Shid Mekubetz, there's a bunch of Rishonim that are Matmiya. That the fact that somebody has Edim, that he was Teveh Achoiv, and the guy didn't pay then and there, doesn't say they didn't pay the next day. He didn't pay then. It has to be where it's Klor Alpi Edim that Reuven was Teveh, and Shimon was clear about the fact that he's not paying. Either that Bezdin was the one who was Teveya in the first place, that he should be Mishtatev, and he said, I'm not being Mishtatev. So there we see him as not owning up to the fact that he's Mekuyev. So there you could assume, if you have Edim to such, you could assume that he didn't pay until we know he paid. Now, L'chayra, the Gemara says that the reason why the assumption is that he paid is because Mistama Reuven wouldn't have built the wall without Shimon's Mishtatev, since Shimon is Mekuyev. He takes Shimon to Bezdin, and Bezin will force money out of Shimon, and then they build the wall together. So the assumption is that, no, he wouldn't build the wall himself. Why didn't he come on to that? Even without that, stop, Reuven is Teveh. Shimon says, I don't owe you money. I'm Otsi Mechaveh Ovaraya. So the answer to that opens up a sugya, where the Gemara says that when somebody is a Mechuyev Oimid, the assumption is that he paid a Choyev, or at least he has a right to Nemon. But if the status before Nenu, the Stomius, is that he's not Chayev, then the chazok is that a person did not pay, and you don't assume, he doesn't have a right to say parati. This is an entrance to the famous sugya that's over here in the Gemara, called when somebody is teveh choyv before the zman piroin. The assumption is that since the malva is teveh the levi says, listen, the loan doc said that I have another year till I pay. The assumption is that the levi didn't pay. We assume that the levi can't say, I say I paid. There's a cheskas that he didn't pay. Shadows, how does that work? Could a chazoka be moitzi momen? So it's an antsahadi. We don't accept his tain as parati. So over here also, if Shimon had been in a state where it's assumed that he wouldn't pay, so then we would treat him as koidim zman peroyin, and then he wouldn't be able to say parati. He could say parati gufa because the assumption is that he would pay a chayv on time. That's the imik over here. The Mishnah continues that this, that Reuven can force Shimon to build the wall, is only up to the height of Arba Amos, like we said. Me Arba Amos ulamalo, ein mechayv in oisa, above Arba Amos it can't be mechayv. You want to build a tall wall, because of that, build it yourself. I'm not mechayv, Shimon says to be mishtatev. Samach loy koysa lakeh, Let's say the wall now is a towering wall. It's a 10-amo wall, proper wall. Shimon on the other side, he didn't ask for it. He said he's not going to be mishtatif on the above Dalet Amos. But Lemaisa, now there's a wall standing there. He uses that wall to build himself an addition onto his house. He builds himself a very large gym, using that wall as one wall of the gym. Samach le'koysel acher. He builds something else with smichus on that wall. Aval bishul le'nosna loves hatikra, even though he didn't put on the roof. Megalgon olavas hakoil. Could we see him as using the whole wall? And like we had in Mishnah Gimel, Megalgon olavas hakoil. And over here it would be bedoimet to the case where the Nikiv built the wall himself. It's not only Atzir. The Nikiv shows the Nichale with the building of a tall wall. Therefore, the assumption is that Itaka owes. However, since this is not the norm where he's mechuyev, this is already a lomda shechiyev, because you're nichalei, you were megaladas, that you're nichalei with yenis haitzom and mele, that's why you're going to be mechuyev. That's not the stomius that he paid. And then he's becheska sheloi nosan ad sheyovi raya shenosan. The assumed is, when Reuven put up the wall that was 10 amos tall, Shimon didn't have to pay for it. Now that Shimon used it to build his gym, used that as a wall, so then now Vert Alomdish Mechuyev, and he's Mechuyev to pay. But the status was that that's not a wall that he's Mechuyev to be Mishtatev. Therefore, he retains his Becheska Shalai Nosan until Yovi Raya She Nosan.